The Town of Situate Town Board meeting to order with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Zach, can you do the seeker motion, please?
I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded, exempt, or type two actions for the purpose of the state environmental quality review law unless otherwise stated.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. It is almost budget time.
Privilege of the floor.
Oh, any privilege of the floor? I knew that there wasn't because we don't have any sheets.
No.
I know, right? Just ready to get started here, Tom. So it is budget season and the state sets a 2% tax cap on the budget every year. And in order to go over the tax cap, you need to hold a public hearing for the tax cap override. It is not saying that we are going to go over the tax cap. It is just saying that in preparation, in case we do, we want to have everything in place in order to do so. As part of that, we do have to have a public hearing. Does anybody have any questions?
How much can you go over?
As much as
we can.
We can, as much as we have to. There's no limit. There's no higher if you go on the override.
It has to be presented to the New York.
Yes.
I understand.
Where does the money come from?
But I'm just saying.
Taxpayers? So from your property taxes? Mm-hmm. Your property taxes for the town. And
you'd have to raise them to go higher, right?
Yes.
Yes. And this isn't saying we're raising or doing, we're just getting into the budget, so we haven't even looked. This is just, like Joanne said, a precautionary thing that we have to do for the state so we meet certain guidelines in case we do happen to go over.
There's no guidelines then that say that you can't go over 25%?
No.
Well, I think New York State would have to approve that.
That's what I'm asking.
Right. So once we go over the 2%, we have to get approval from.
We're not going to get there, right?
I understand.
I don't think we're going to get to that.
Saying how high you can go. That's all I want to know. Is there a cap over the cap?
I don't think so.
We don't know.
I don't think so.
That's what you're saying.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. I think there is.
There might be.
I'm sure that we could easily look it up if we.
We'll have that for the public hearing.
Schools do it all the time.
What was that?
School districts do it all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I would like to make a motion to schedule the public hearing for the tax cap override on October 8th, 2024 at 2:02 p.m.
602.
I'm sorry. 602. Why does it say?
It doesn't say 2. It's going to be local law 3.
Okay,
it's
let me say that again.
602.
That threw me off.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'd like to make a motion to schedule the public hearing for the tax cap override on October 8th, 2024 at 6:02 p.m. That will be local law number 3.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. We also need to have a public hearing for the 2025 budget. Does anybody have any questions on that? It hasn't been done yet, so it's just to schedule the public hearing for that. I'd like to make a motion to schedule the public hearing for the 2025 budget on October 22nd, 2024 at 6:02 p.m.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. The town judges have approached the town board again this year. They would like to apply for the Justice Court Assistance Program grant. We did receive this grant last year. From that grant, they purchased a new metal detector. They purchased chairs. and they got new windows for their area of our town building. They are seeking to apply for that again this year. Does anybody have any questions on the Justice Court Assistance Program grant? Okay.
Is that a matching grant or anything, or?
Nope, they just, it's just, they 100% from the Justice Program.
And our clerks do it on their time?
Yep.
We don't have to pay any other firm to put it in the grant?
I would like to make a motion authorizing the application for funding from the Justice Court Assistance Program.
Second.
Skelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. We have in previous meetings talked about the sewer, the townwide sewer efforts for the town of Scruple. Specifically, Hastings has started, they have received a engineering planning grant in 2024 to study municipal sewer from the town of Hastings and connecting to the city of Fulton wastewater treatment plant. They are calling it SOCRIS, which stands for Southern Oswego County Regional Intercept System. The town of Hastings is, they've requested and evaluated qualifications for engineering consultants and have hired Barton and LaJudas. The transmission corridor is the Southern Oswego County Regional Intercept, and they have asked the town of Scruple to support them in these efforts. And there is a resolution authorizing support for efforts related to this SOCRIS line. Does anybody have any questions on that? This resolution is only authorizing support from the town of Scruple, saying that we are in favor of this study. Okay. I'd like to make a motion on the resolution authorizing support of efforts related to the Southern Oswego County Regional Intercept System, SOCRIS.
Second.
Was that Matt? Mm-hmm.
That was
Justin.
Justin.
Okay. You better speak up, Liz. I hear Noah's voice. Skelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. Does anybody have anything else?
Just that Gordon will be starting in the codes office. So for those, our codes office has been down for a little bit, and we will have a clerk starting, so that way we'll have somebody answering phone calls and getting back to people and keeping the office and things functioning while we're dealing with some personnel.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to close the meeting at 6:08 p.m.
Second.
Skelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye.